Many testimonies have been written about Padre Pio's miracles, miraculous healings, and conversions. But why did Padre Pio do all these things? What was his ambition? Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's video was inspired by the book Padre Pio nella sua interiorità, Padre Pio in his interior life, written by 3 priests, all spiritual children of Padre Pio. Instead of writing another book about Padre Pio's miracles, the authors decided to write a book about his interior life, with the intention of perfecting their own interior life, and of those who intend to learn from Padre Pio. In other words, the book's purpose is to reveal as much as possible Padre Pio's intimate core, that is, he was a creature made of love, crucified like Christ, so that life and salvation might derive from his offering for all those who turn to him. The authors tell us, Padre Pio, a teacher of spirituality, formed in the school of Jesus, Mary, and the angels, developed a method of spiritual leadership that is of the greatest urgency and importance today, and his life is proof of the power of divine grace to the whole world. Even today, the grace of Christ conquers the world, despite Satan's confusion, darkness, and corruption. And Padre Pio is among Christ's strongest beacons of light in this fog created by sin. The authors continue, he preached through his example. He was a role model for priests, friars, and believers with his constant prayer, frequent fasting, non-stop vigilance, constant work, inexhaustible love, obedience, and humility. His devotion to souls in need was made up of constant sacrifices and intercessions. He never spared himself. And he did all this with sweetness, with benevolence, in silence, with a smile, in goodness that knew no bounds. They go on to describe Padre Pio as more than just a wise friar. He was more than wise. He had the gift from God to read people's souls. He penetrated the depths of each person and knew everything from there. So what this means is that you could not hide a secret from Padre Pio. On the contrary, Padre Pio knew things that the person in question had already forgotten. Can you just imagine having this gift? And Padre Pio never abused it. He only used it to help bring souls closer to God. The authors tell us he knew how to enter the soul at the very point where grace was already at work. Padre Pio did not impose himself on the soul, but accepted and helped it, guiding it like a father or a mother would a child. No wonder so many people have left their homes, their cities, and even countries to live near him. A second San Giovanni Rotondo was born around the monastery to live in Padre Pio's presence, to live in his teachings, and enjoyed his spiritual guidance. The love of Christ was experienced through the love coming from Padre Pio. Padre Pio taught that to love always, is the path that opens the heart so that Christ can enter the soul. He had words of guidance for everyone who came to him, no matter who they were, politicians, ministers, judges, laborers, cardinals and bishops, parents and teachers, young people and children. Padre Pio would say things in such a manner that the person listening to him could not help but remember his words. His spiritual sons say he had only one ambition, to win everyone to Christ, to create a great family of saints. So the reason why Padre Pio worked so hard, why he helped so many people, the reason why he lived his life serving others was to make us all into saints. Padre Pio is truly a blessing for our times. Amid growing anti-Catholic tendencies, growing atheism and rationalism, God sends us this humble friar through whose intercession scientifically unexplainable things happen. All this for the salvation of souls. So it is our ardent desire that this YouTube channel, this Padre Pio apostolate, be a continuation of Padre Pio's ambition to win as many souls as possible for Christ through these stories and words from Padre Pio. Help us spread Padre Pio's words of guidance by sharing these videos with people you think might need them. We can all contribute to Padre Pio's ambition to bring people to Christ. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some especially for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.